Welcome to an all-new Off the Wall on YesNetwork.com. Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma give their opinions on the latest happenings surrounding Yankees baseball, as well as dive into the hottest topics in the sports world. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the award-winning Off the Wall here on YesNetwork.com. I'm Joe Auriemma. With me is national columnist and CBS Sports baseball guru John Heyman. John, how are you today?
Very good. How are you, Joe?
I'm good. And a lot of news coming out of Yankee camp right now, so let's start right there. Alex Rodriguez fractured hand last night. What are you hearing, and are the Yankees interested in replacing him on the trade market?
Well, it's believed that he'll be out 6 to 8 weeks. That's the normal time frame for a broken hand. He's going to go see the doctor so that he can confirm exactly how long he'll be out, but that's a pretty good estimate.
Right.
They'll probably look around a little bit. There isn't a lot out there. I think Nunez is working his way back and could be a viable alternative in the sense that he could back up Eric Chavez. They need a decent backup for Chavez. Chavez is a nice player. He's done a good job, but he's obviously had an injury history, so they need somebody they can trust to either back him up or share the position at the very least. There are a couple third basemen on the market. One is Chase Headley, but he would take a lot in terms of prospects, and just to tide them over until A-Rod got back, it seems like pretty unlikely they would give up their prospects just to have somebody there for the next 6 to 8 weeks. And Aramis Ramirez, presumably the Brewers will start selling at some point, so he could be available. Again, I'm not sure that they want to get into a long-term deal for a player
right.
just to rent that position. It doesn't seem likely.
Right, and bad news was with A-Rod, but they got some good news the other night. They traded for Ichiro. How did this deal all come about? We had heard Shane Victorino and some other, Justin Upton was in the mix, but we hadn't heard Ichiro, so how did that all come about?
Right, well, they wanted somebody to replace Brett Gardner, so they needed somebody who was good defensively, who was fast, and could hit a little bit. They want somebody who could at least hit 260 and get on base like Gardner does, and they certainly got a good replication for Gardner with just a much bigger name, a much more marquee name. And, they obviously had kept it quiet. They'd looked into Victorino. The price was high. The price was high for Span. Upton, I think the price is very high for, and he may be not traded until the winter anyway. So this really fits in terms of what they're looking for. And so they got it done without giving up any great prospects. Got a big name, a guy who's excited to be in New York and maybe re-energized playing with all those big stars and on the big stage.
Before we get into any of the other, big national stories right now, real quick, are the Yankees going to buy on anybody else right now? Are they going to be in on anything else, or do you think they're going to stand pat?
I think right now they're usually looking for starting pitching at this time, and I really don't think that they are right now. They may look at the bullpen market a little bit, but, you've got Jabba potentially coming back. You've maybe Aardsma at some point. Their bullpen has actually done pretty well, even without the great Mariano Rivera. So, I don't think there's any great urgency right now for them to do anything at any particular position.
Speaking of a team really headed in a completely different direction, the Marlins are really just blowing up their team right now. They've already, traded Anibal Sanchez and Omar Infante, but now Hanley Ramirez goes to the Dodgers. A lot of speculation that he might go to the A's, but how did this all come about with Hanley landing in L.A.?
Well, they were talking to the A's for a while, and I think the A's were willing to pay about half of the contract. The issue with the A's was Hanley wasn't playing right now. He's got the broken hand. He injured himself up punching a mechanical fan, and, he wasn't on the field. I think the A's wanted to check it out, make sure that he's healthy before they committed to doing this deal. And while they were checking him out, Miami found a team willing to take on the whole contract, and that is the Los Angeles Dodgers. So they fit from the start. They have a weak situation at shortstop now and at third base as well. So, you know, they do fit, and they definitely have the money with the rich owner that came in and paid $2.15 billion for that franchise. So it's a fit there.
All right, and also staying in Miami, Josh Johnson, there's got to be a lot of teams that are going to be interested in the services of Josh Johnson if the Miami Marlins have decided to officially blow up this this experiment.
Yeah, I mean, one GM told me there should be a feeding frenzy for Josh Johnson. I would think so, particularly after his dominant appearance last outing, gave up one hit over six innings. Very talented pitcher. Hasn't probably been at his best this year, but maybe signs of coming back to form now. And I think, you know, basically every team is going to be on him, who is a contender and has a little bit of cash and a couple prospects. So many, many teams will be in on Josh Johnson. And now we've got Hamels off the market, back with Philly. And Garza, we'll see. He's got to start another game before he's really completely on the market, I think.
Right.
But, you know, you've got Garza, you've got Greinke, you've got Shields. But I think Johnson is a pitcher that will be highly coveted.
And speaking of those starting pitchers, you know, Wandy Rodriguez is already a Pirate. But looking at Shields and, you know, Ryan Dempster, who, you know, invoked his 10-5 rights and vetoed the trade to the Braves, where do you think a lot of these players will land, like a Dempster, Greinke, Shields?
Well, Dempster is pretty particular. He just wants to go to the Los Angeles Dodgers. He, you know, even though he never got to say no, I think eventually the Braves just moved on because he was never going to say yes.
Right.
It became clear. So, I think the Dodgers are the one team he's willing to go to. So this is why they were called the favorite all along. And sometimes the favorite does win. It's not always the mystery team. Sometimes it is the favorite. And I think the Dodgers are likely there. Shields, the Angels, have been in the mix for him. But, you know, there are any number of teams that could come out of the woodwork. The Cardinals I could see going for a pitcher. We haven't heard them in the mix a lot. The White Sox certainly going to be in the market for a pitcher.
Right.
No question about that. And the Braves are going to be looking for a pitcher. I think Greinke could go for the White Sox, the Braves, potentially the Rangers, who will also be looking for a pitcher with Colby Lewis out, and also the Angels. And, you know, I'm not ruling out the Nationals. That's a team that could add a pitcher, because I do believe they are committed to putting Steven Strasburg on the bench after 160, 170 innings.
All right, one more from me, John. You know, looking at the, you know, the market already, it's been very active. Do you think that there's going to be any surprises, or do you think there's going to be a lot more movement before this July 31st deadline?
Well, there's going to be a lot more big stuff going on. We're a week away, and we've had two straight very big days in a row, so we're going to have probably seven more of these days, I think. I don't think there's any way around that at this point.
All right. Well, that's John Heyman of CBSSports.com. He's a baseball writer. He's an insider at MLB Network. You can follow him at John Heyman CBS. John, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program, and we look forward to reading all of your columns and seeing what you have to say on the MLB Network.
All right. Thanks a lot. See you later, Joe.
Thank you very much. Keep coming back to YesNetwork.com for all of your Yankees needs. We'll be back next week with another edition of Off the Wall, and hopefully its host, Chris Sheeran. So we'll see you next time.
The Off the Wall podcast comes to you each week on iTunes and YesNetwork.com. If you like what you're listening to, simply subscribe to the show on iTunes. And if you have an extra minute, leave a comment and rating.